This interview is presented by Uniprix Clinic Pavlina Zivkov, located on Highway 148 in Mansfield. For all your health needs, trust Pavlina Zivkov, your family pharmacist in the Pontiac for more than 10 years.
Yeah, my name is Daniel Kaylee-Daou. I'm the director of the TROCAO, which is a table régionale des organismes communautaires autonomes de l'Outaouais, a network of community organizations for the region of the Outaouais.
Okay. Can you explain a little bit about why we're here today specifically and sort of this whole week?
So today we're here as we're doing a picket action on the side of the 148. It's a visibility action as part of this global week of action across the province. Yesterday we were doing a march downtown in Hull. We'll be in Maniwaki tomorrow. We'll be in Saint-André-Avelin on Thursday and a few other places in Gatineau throughout the week. The objective is to be as visible as possible, to put forward our demands to provincial politicians for additional funding to alleviate the stress and the precarity that this organization, community groups are going through, are living right now.
And so what is the specific ask? Is it like a dollar amount or is it for like more stable funding over a longer period of years? What exactly are you guys asking for?
It's kind of both at the same time, stable long-term funding. The dollar amount is a province-wide amount for $460 million annually. That's still missing for groups to be able to fulfill their missions comfortably. Right now, we're seeing the lack of funding affect the ability to recruit, to maintain, to keep staff, and that affects globally everything basically. But if you're not able to offer good working conditions, good salaries, and if you're not able to hire extra people to either go out in the community, help out in different ways, then you're not able to fulfill your mission basically. And it's been something that's been a long-standing demand for multiple years now, and we've yet to see the government take it seriously enough. And at the end of the day, it's a lack of recognition of the role that community groups play. There's a limit to where the vocation and volunteer efforts will be able to bring the mission of the groups forward and fulfill it, the role that we play in the community, to the extent that's needed these days. And especially with the pandemic, we see things getting worse and worse, and the need for community groups, for other public services, are going up.
And so what's the conversation been like with the provincial government? Have you guys been promised certain things, or has this been, how long-standing of an issue is it? How long have you guys been fighting with these guys?
Yeah, I mean, it dates back to the previous government, in a sense that this monetary ask province-wide was there before the last election, but it has been the CAC government had promised that they would support the community sector more than they have in the past. We have yet to see that come to fruition. They went through a whole consultation process over 2.5 years to create an action plan for the community sector. And we're still waiting to see that plan that was promised last year. So the plan is supposed to come with money. And to this day, and we're coming up to the next election in the fall, and that's where we're at right now, in an increasingly precarious situation. Still no sign that they want to fulfill those promises. So basically, these are broken promises, and we're still waiting. We're still having ongoing and frequent conversations with different ministers, with the Prime Minister's cabinet, but no sign yet of dollar amounts or confirmation that something is coming in the next budget.